Welcome to Vehicle City Sound. This is C. Willie. We are on Volume 2, Episode 2. Our air date is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm joined by the beautiful and talented... And we have, oh my goodness, special guest tonight. He is guitarist, producer, entrepreneur, amazing guy, Andy Padlin. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me, you guys. Hey, by the way, the release of this is on my birthday.
Oh, fantastic. Well, happy birthday. All right.
Well, yeah. All right.
We won't sing it to you. You don't want that. We do the show with the singers. We do not sing.
No, we don't sing. But hey, can I add a few more things to your credits? I hope that's okay. We definitely love another video editor, songwriter, and actor.
Actor. We heard a little something about you. You're a soap opera darling. Is that the truth?
Not quite, but I did show up on a couple of All My Children's.
Oh, fantastic.
I played myself.
All right. Well, there's Googling going on all over the place right now. But what most of us know you, Andy, from your work in the music industry. How did you get your start? What got you going in the performing that you do today and all over the world?
Musical family, you know. My mom was a classical pianist. My brother was accomplished bassist at a young age. Dad played a little guitar, you know, older. I was the youngest of three brothers. And, just being around it, being around, you know, all kinds of music. Dad liked
Fantastic.
Country, mom liked classical, brother liked rock. So it all
you were introduced to a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And the music that you provided for us tonight reflects that. There's a little bit of everything in there.
Right? Yeah.
I was listening, I go, whoa, okay, dude.
I figured give you a little variety and, you know, something for everybody.
I appreciate it.
This is the second song we're doing, so you know.
she loves Got Mad.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah,
this is our hard rocker. So she's in for that. You know, you and I talked, you were gracious enough to do a performance here of your Making It Up As We Go show. And we'll talk about that a little later on in the show here as well. But you were talking to me about some things that are going on with Sponge, which a lot of our listeners know you from. What's special this year?
Well, it's the 30th anniversary of Riding Pinata, the first record. So we're pulling out all the stops on a lot of different avenues, doing a whole bunch of different events and releases and all year long, from a vinyl release to special shows to a record. I can't tell you what's actually on there. Some unreleased music back from the 90s, 95 that was never heard, never finished.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
All kinds of stuff, new songs, a little bit of everything.
Fantastic.
When does that begin? Because you said it's all year. So when does that 30th anniversary officially begin?
Well, we're playing this weekend. So this will be past due. We've already played, but we're perpetually playing band. People say, are you on the road? We're always playing. We might go out for a week, come back for a few days, go out for a day, come back, go out for a month, mm-hmm. come back. It's always back and forth. So it's kind of been that way ever since I can tell.
And your evolution with Sponge, you produced for a while with the band and then became a member. How did that all come about?
My brother back, so we have to go way back in the way back machine. Vinny, the singer for Sponge, he was actually a drummer in a band called Warp Drive that was based out of Milwaukee. And he was the Detroit connection, and so was the management. They pulled me along to go do sound, and I did sound for them for a couple of years. He ended up quitting the band to start a college rock band and play music that wasn't, you know, 80s rock. It was more mm-hmm. of a college thing. So he went on, and a few bands later formed Sponge. I was doing sound for this band at the time. And when he was doing some demos with this one band, I said, you should come into the loft, which was my brother and I had a recording studio. It's a 200-year-old oat barn built on my parents' farm. We did some demos, recording, and my brother engineered, and turned out they got a record deal from those demos.
Super.
And it just kind of exploded into what is Sponge. But my brother was a co-producer. I engineered the records, the first few, and I joined the band. It's been 20 so over 20 years now that I've been in the band. So people ask, are you original? I'm like, well, I've been involved from day one.
So that's about as original as it gets today.
Yeah. And 10 or so studio records later. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And then another on the way here, which is exciting news. And is the sound still what Vinny envisioned when he started the band?
Yeah. We always try to pay homage to the original sort of sound of the band. We've deviated a few times. A couple songs that are Vinny teases that's our disco era. Like Kiss had their disco. We have a few songs that do that, but pretty much we stayed true to the sound.
Well, you've blessed us with one that we'd like to talk to you a little bit about. Plowed. We're going to play here in a few minutes. What's the background on that song?
Well, back when the demos were being recorded, this was like the band didn't even have a name. But the story is that Vinny called up my brother and said, "Hey, we got this tune like late at night, midnight. Can we record it?" Yep. They came in the studio and knocked this thing out, and it was like in no time the song was done. You know, so it's one of those songs that sort of like spat itself out, and it was special. The first time hearing it, it's like you could tell it was like this is really good. You know, a lot of times people say you can tell immediately when a song is, you know. It was great or not. So, yep.
You bet. Well, let's listen to a great one. This All is right. Sponge and Plowed. Yes, that is.
I got my
she got her grunge t-shirt out for tonight. So
oh, nice.
She's gone. So you've had quite a go with a couple of other bands as well. Some big names that we're familiar with here: Solid Frog, Brownsville Station, Throttle Body. Tell me a little bit about your history there.
I'm trying to play in a successful band from every decade. So
and you're doing it.
So Brownsville Station is a wonderful story. Mike Lutz. If you don't know Brownsville Station, they're known by having penned the song "Smoking in the Boys' Room."
I sang that many times.
Yeah, and made famous by actually it's been a song that's been a hit three times. Motley Crue made it a hit. Brownsville did, and then I forgot the other one, but somebody else actually had a hit with that song too. But anyways, Mike Lutz has been a dear friend for a long time and reformed the band in, I forgot the year, 2008 maybe it was. We put out a new record of new songs / old songs, some things that were old and new, and did some touring on it and had a blast.
That had to be fun.
Totally fun. It was just a blast, you know. I learned a lot. Actually, I learned a lot. I've known Mike forever, and I've recorded with him. Mike Lutz is a producer. He was played bass with Ted Nugent for a long time. So he brought me along on that. I engineered the last three Ted Nugent records. So he was like, we've just been buddies for a long
you
time.
Bet. But
seeing the inner workings of that side of the music, of the 70s side, and hearing stories from that has been fantastic. And obviously being in Sponge with the 90s.
Yeah,
I'm missing the 80s though. I gotta join I'm trying to think of a good band I can get in and say I was like
a Flock of Seagulls reformed.
Yeah,
there you go. And then Solid Frog for a number of years lead there.
Yeah, Solid Frog was we hit hard and heavy in 90, also right around 94, 5, 6 to 8, put out a few records, did really well up in your side of town, we played so much in Lapeer and Flint and in that area, so many Lapeer days.
Was that band based, or Detroit based, I should say?
Ann Arbor, really. We were Ann Arbor.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep, that's kind of what's home base for Solid Frog, and we had some good radio play too
over
a lot of stations regionally, nothing national, but a lot of areas and pockets around the country, and we got to zoom around and play, so that was
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely, that's got to make it fun too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So tell us about Got Mad. When Quarter Peep heard this, she said, "Oh yeah."
Like I got
Got Mad is a Throttle Body song. So Throttle Body was a Solid Frog reformed. In the later years, we got we just wanted to change things up a bit. So we kind of reformed and wrote some heavier music. And that was a song that was, I don't know, I'll let it speak for itself. It's one of my favorite Throttle Body songs that we've done.
Well, and after we're done with the listen, I got to know about the intro. Who did this?
Right on.
Here we go, Throttle Body and Got Mad.
Oh my God!
Fuck you.
Quarter Peep had her own mosh pit going on back here.
Yeah. Nice.
I was having flashbacks from upheaval from this past summer.
Nice.
That's all right. Yeah. I got to tell you, so Andy, we've got a little deal here. You know, I'm a country guy. And Quarter Peep is big time hard rock and headbanging. So each year we split festivals. So this year she's conceding to me and we're doing Faster Horses.
All right.
Last year I did Upheaval for the first time.
You love it.
I couldn't tell you much about all the bands, but I was mesmerized by what was going on stage. And right, what a mellow crowd. I couldn't believe it. You know,
really? Yeah.
The group that's in the mosh pit.
Right.
I shouldn't, mellow maybe isn't the right word. I guess the level of smoke that was around had something to do with it, but everybody right. was taking care of everybody else. It was yeah. it was pretty cool vibe.
Yeah, oh,
really
yeah.
cool group.
You know, that song is like to me, it sort of harkens back to the youthful aggression that I loved, and while you go to see Slayer or Metallica yep. back in the 86.
Yeah.
It's like that camaraderie, like it's this teenage aggression, but everyone would help each other up if you
yeah.
fell or whatever it is, or stage diving. It was great. A lot of
It's that sort of vibe, that sort of feeling was there in that entire festival, and I was really taken back because it wasn't what I was expecting. I had in my mind what it was going to be like,
but
and it was the complete opposite. It was fantastic. So.
Yeah,
and that song is fantastic, man. I really enjoyed it. So, what was the oh my god at the front?
Oh, you know, I. It's like, you know, like the Beatles, somebody have like a really kind of quirky intro, like a one,
yeah.
two, three, fella,
yep.
or a weird count off or something like that. And that was just like, I just wanted it was a sample. I pulled up a
yeah.
sample of like
that's
some Valley
great.
Girl. Like,
yeah. That's one of those ones when it comes along and that happens, you know, I'm tuning in right now. I know what's
yeah.
coming.
And it's really, yeah, it's a little hook. Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. So listen, you mentioned the loft, the production studio that you've had. Tell me a little, give me a little background on all of that. This is what, kind of is that it handles all your other time, yeah. correct?
Yeah. Well, so a musician, obviously, but my day job is producing and recording and doing video editing. But the loft is, I have a home studio, which is where I'm at now. But we also have my brother and I have the loft, which, like I said, has been in business for 40 years now, I think.
Wow.
We just started out as like a baby studio with our little 4-track recorder. And, you know, it actually started before then, which was a place for my air band to practice.
That's like, you know, C. Millie and I.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Yeah. And before that, it was my ninja fort. So
there you go. Oh, it's seen the whole expansion of everything
yeah,
over the years.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and that's in Ann Arbor as well.
It's Celine.
Celine,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, Celine, outside yeah. of Ann Arbor, yeah.
You bet.
And we just built them once, you know, we recorded local bands, our bands, and then once Sponge took off, we just couldn't, calls were coming in for people to record, and we've been busy ever since.
Who are some of the others that you've produced? You mentioned Ted Nugent. Who
yep.
else has been through there?
Well, we did some mixing for Cheap Trick. We did like a remix for Live at Budokan. We've done Taproot.
Mm-hmm.
A couple records with Taproot. Endless Detroit bands.
Sure.
You know, nice. I mean, for, you know, from my brother's band, the Fags and Horse I have a rack of CDs of all the bands
yeah.
I've recorded, and that's the way I keep track of all of them. So,
oh,
yeah.
That's fantastic. But certainly those we know. And
yeah.
that's fantastic. Speaks to the quality of the studio. I wanted to talk about a couple other things here. You have a show that we've become religious with on Wednesday nights, Making It Up As We Go. Talk to me a little bit about how that all came about and how it's transformed.
So like a lot of musicians during the pandemic, we lost all of our work, you know, not some of it, not it was just gone. Everything was gone. So it was like a lot of us were left scrambling, thinking, well, how do you keep things going? So after about a week of getting, you know, twiddling your thumbs, going, we got to do something. A lot of us started doing live streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I started with a couple shows a week, you know, Wednesdays and Saturdays. I would do two a week. It was huge. I mean, relatively hugely successful. A lot of people had nothing else to do. Time went on, pandemic wore down, I dropped off the Saturdays, and then people still kept watching, and I remember I was like, okay, is it time to end it, and people just message said, "No, this is what we do on Wednesdays." It's we kind of schedule. It's like it's our stories, right? We watch our stories.
Exactly.
So, I'll do originals, but I do covers. I take requests. It's a great little outlet to make a little bit of money still. Instead of I'll do whatever anybody wants to do. I'll play some songs. And just have fun, you know what I mean? To keep a community together of anybody wants to join it. But and I've done this show. If we're on the road with Sponge, I'll do it in the dressing room in New Jersey. If we're on the West Coast and it's during the afternoon or whatever, I'll go to a park and play a few songs, live there.
You've even done it in front of fake fireplaces in the 17th bunker.
And which leads me to, yeah.
That's right. Well, it's interesting because every Wednesday, what do we got going tonight? Oh, it's Making Up As You Go.
Yeah, we kind of have like this thing now on Wednesday nights.
It's got to plug in the computer, yeah. So you're up on both the big screens here. So we have some fun with that.
And he's awesome. Sitting in a big chair, and I'm on the couch with our dog Trixie, and it's just kind of become a tradition. And we have such a good time watching you.
Awesome. Thanks.
You mentioned anybody can join and watch. So those of us are those listeners that we have here. It's on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So yes. Just look up Making It Up As You Go.
Yeah, or myself, Andy Padlin, and just follow me. And if you, I kind of reached my limit on friends, but I think if you still follow me, you can still access the show and watch
it. I think
it,
so. Yeah,
you bet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's run into one more here. Tell me about Slow Kiss Focus.
So it's my dipping my toe into the country waters. I've always been a country fan. I grew up on a farm. As a matter of fact, I believe that you should not play country music unless you either own or grew up on a farm.
So you don't think too highly of several that are country stars today.
I think Willie Nelson is like, he's my all time favorite. Like just, And he's quirky country, But he's very much ranch country oriented. So, people get mad when I tease that, Johnny Cash, I'm not sure that he grew up on a farm, so I'm not sure that he's country or not.
Yeah, but he had enough of the bad experiences. So he can still sing
it. It was a different kind of Mar.
So, this is just a fun country tune. I really dig it.
All right, let's give it a listen. Slow Kiss Pocus.
Think it was wrong, but then a pretty young thing snuck up on me last night. A good Lord, she had 10 tattoos and a black cat by her side all night. 'Cause a slow kiss, focus, a magic undid my focus. 'Cause a slow kiss, focus, I don't think I'll make it out. Was an older girl. It didn't take long to realize that she was sent from the underworld. Then she read some spell and then I fell. She swept me right out the door. She threw my keys and on my knees she made me beg for more. On the slow kiss, focus, a magic gun. The newest Hallmark film of the week. I fell in love a million times, and this one is surely wrong. I finally got my head above the ground. It didn't last for long. 'Cause a slow kiss, focus, a magic undid my focus. 'Cause a slow kiss, focus, I don't think I'll make it out.
Hocus Pocus. You're singing about most of my old dates there, Andy.
That's right. The dark magic of the woman.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, a lot of folks don't know, too, Andy does an awful lot of charitable work, a lot with St. Jude's. Can you tell me a little bit, tell our audience a little bit about the guitar project that you have?
Sure. Andy's Guitar, it's called. It's a charity project that I started with my wife that is it benefits St. Jude, the kids at St. Jude. And what we do is we take one of my guitars. It started out as a fun idea. I wanted to give a guitar to all these musicians and stars that I've met. I wanted to give them a guitar and say, hey, take this and play it and then hand it to somebody else. Like what's that Traveling Pants movie? Or the Where's George dollar bill.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm fascinated by where's this dollar been? So it's that was the idea. But what happened is as the guitar started getting, I've had people play it, I realized it's too valuable to just let go on its own, because I started to have some big names, some Hall of Famers play it. So it's now that we're over 30 stars that have played the guitar, and actually not just, they don't just sign it, they have to play it on video.
Yes.
So I've had everyone from Alice Cooper to Patti Smith to Ted Nugent to Rick Nielsen and all the guys from Cheap Trick and on. There's a list.
Wow.
There's tons of 90s players and
their signatures.
Signatures, yep. But they got to play it. It could be on stage, backstage, the studio, wherever. It's, you know, at the hotel, whatever it is.
Ultimately, what's your plan with it?
So all the videos are on. You can go to andysguitar.com and you can look at all the people who've played it. We take donations every year. We do fundraisers. But the eventuality is that we're going to auction the guitar for $10 million.
With the signatures that are on it, I think you can get a little more than that even.
We're over.
You see, William, how much money do we have?
Yeah, I've gotten calls. People have said, don't smell that guitar until you let me bid on it. I'm like, all right.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure there's a great deal of interest in what's there. I know you told us about it when we were talking to you when we did the previous version of Vehicle City Sound, and boy, that raised a lot of eyebrows. There's some great interest in that.
Yeah. I mean, St. Jude actually flew my wife and I down to tour the hospital. They love the idea so much, and they helped get a few big signatures while we were down there, and like I said, I want to wrap it up. I want to get a couple more huge names on it and then send it off to Christie's or wherever we decide to do the auction.
Well, that would be amazing. Yeah. Keep us up to date on how that's coming about. A little closer to home, our good friend, the mayor of Flint, Jason Wagner, and yourself, we have the Andy versus Jason show that happens regularly. I know every Thursday night you can be found at the Fenton Bar, so if there's anybody that's here in this region of the state of Michigan, you can hear Andy playing there on Thursdays. What are some of the other local pieces that you're doing?
Not every Thursday, but every few months.
Most Thursdays.
I'll be there. Yeah, a lot of Thursdays I'll be there. I'll play up in that area. I'll play the Corner Bar, which is in Fenton as well. Jason and I played Churchill's in Flint. There's a few other places downtown that we've played as far as the duet. I'll go anywhere, though. I've been playing, I'll play. Jason and I were just talking about that. I went to St. Louis to play an acoustic show about a month ago. I drove all the way out there to play just in a little tiny biker bar. And it was a blast.
Those are the best shows.
Yeah.
We talked to others that have been on the show. How does it feel to you, Andy, getting back to being just the musician, Andy, knowing your music has this kind of impact on people?
How does it feel?
What's it doing for you, knowing that this is what you're influencing folks?
You know what? It really, the times it really hits home, the two times that, well, it's because of the engagement. At a live show, when people are there dancing or singing along or whatever, engaging that way. But another one that's even almost more to me sometimes is every once in a while, I'll get a letter written from somebody online that says how much a song, or even making up as we go. I've gotten notes from people. I don't know if you can see, I got a whole little area of artwork and things that was, and people during that show that sent me, you know, artwork and license plates and pictures and drawings and thank yous for keeping keeping us sane. I'm like, yeah. Thank you for keeping me, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Busy. It goes both ways. Yeah.
See an Andy Museum right
now. Well, we're gonna add one more tune to the show tonight. Tell us a little bit about Could Be Love.
Could Be Love, a buddy of mine, Rich, and I co-wrote. It's now this is the pop side of all the music that you've heard. We did the rock, country, the heavy stuff.
Genre number four.
This is genre jumping. I have a band I just recorded called they're called Vultures of Culture. This doesn't have anything to do with them, but I like that name. It's my throws into the pop area. I guess you'd call it pop rock, whatever, but it's it's a fun song.
All right, well, let's give it a listen. This Could Be Love.
You to be a dinosaur like me, the kind who have fireplaces playing on the VCR. I'm missing you. I drove to your dorm in a July night ice storm, just to find my Star Wars figures being used as potty favors. The room was filled with strange people playing games and making fun of my t-shirt. Boy, it hurt. I don't think this is gonna work. I wanna love you my way. Just say yeah. Could be love, that's what we all came here for. Could be love, it's okay, I'll sleep on the floor. Could be love, I don't know. Player two, I want.
Could be love. Then again, it might not be. Andy, we appreciate everything tonight. How do folks get in touch with you or get your music, find out where you're going to be?
The best way is my website, Andy Patalan, patalan.com, or on any of the social medias, most active on Facebook and little Instagram. YouTube is a great resource, too. I think I'm going to do my show this week, maybe on YouTube. Change it up a little bit. Same thing. Not sometimes I'll move it. I'll do it on Instagram, but almost all the time it's on Facebook. But yeah, you could just search the name, you'll find me somewhere.
We'll get you at some Thursdays at the Fenton Hotel. And you've got a show coming up. I saw the little promo on this. It's coming up in September, so we've got a little time to save, you know, make sure our livers are ready to take all of this. The Louder Than Life Festival, September 26th to the 29th. It's the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Every rock band that is anybody is on this dais. I was just absolutely blown away by who all is going to be there, including Sponge.
Yeah, we found that out just a couple days ago. It's a huge Slayer. I mean, a lot of heavy bands: Slayer and Motley Crue, Judas Priest, Korn. Tons of bands. We're headlining our own little stage on the Sunday. So yeah,
that sounds like it'll just be fantastic. So everybody, mark your calendars for that. We'll see if we can't rent a bus and we'll get down there. could be a lot of fun. Andy, again, we thank you. Miss Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up?
Yeah, so please join us next week. We have Alan Turner, so make sure you join us for that.
All right. I think that's a wrap on tonight's show. We'd like to thank our special guest, the incomparable Andy Padlin.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I have to look it up. For all of you that are listening to the out there in podcast land, please be sure to follow us on Spotify. Check out our Facebook page, Vehicle City Sound. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can reach us by emailing Vehicle City Sound. That's all one word, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Once again, Andy, we thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Yes, all thank right. you for having me.
Take care.